Justin Fluke with you, joined by Coach Kurt Heisler as we talk Holton girls basketball. Lady Wildcats are 3-7 on the season, played three games last week in the Tonganoxie tournament and saw three different pretty good opponents. Eudora in the opening round that we discussed last week, and then Bonner Springs and Tonganoxie on Friday and Saturday to finish up the tournament. And Coach, just I guess overall thoughts, as we talked about, I think you saw different teams, you saw good teams. It's a pretty fun and well-run tournament, and I guess the best thing about it was your final game there Saturday. Saturday was certainly a really good win, and one in which your team played really well to beat Tonganoxie by 14, kind of the cherry on top of the tournament, huh?
Yeah, for sure. You know, one of the goals that we had going into the tournament is to become a tougher team, learn what tournament toughness was about, and I thought over the course of three games, you know, we got better throughout the week. Sometimes those things don't always show on the scoreboard, but I thought Saturday morning, quick turnaround, our attitude was fantastic coming into the game against Tonganoxie, and by the time we arrived, got off the bus, the team was ready to play and really got after it, played a great first half, fantastic second quarter to get a good lead, and then we played well enough to get some of our younger players in the game late, and fantastic to watch a young player score their first points in a varsity tournament and the electricity with all the girls on the bench, so it was a really good way to finish the tournament.
One of the other positives is, you know, getting everybody back and maybe, you know, building a little bit of chemistry finally after all the different players for illness and injuries and different things that you've had to deal with. So are you starting to see a little bit more consistency, I guess, and just these girls maybe starting to gel a little bit now that they've all been back for you here playing together?
We are, yeah. Last week was really important for us. You know, we had three games, still not the number of practices that we had planned for anybody for that matter. But we are starting to build some of our chemistry back, getting healthier every week now, and really looking forward to the upcoming stretch here in late January and into February. We've got a lot of players that are starting to learn to play with more confidence and more aggression out on the floor and learning what it takes to play at the varsity level. So looking forward to what the next couple weeks brings for us.
Yeah, as we look at the next couple weeks, you got a makeup game at Riverside here tonight. Chapman, your final non-league game tomorrow night. But tomorrow night starts a string of five straight home games. So that's kind of exciting and maybe a chance to get on a roll. But, yeah, Riverside ranked number one in the state. Chapman, no slouch. Troll Valley, Perry, you haven't faced yet this year. So I know cutting down turnovers is still one thing probably that you're hoping to continue to work on. What are some other things as we kind of look at this schedule ahead that you feel like are important for this team to turn out some wins here?
Well, we need more balance on offense from the rest of the team. I think Elizabeth Schuster and Brooke Wilcott, they've shown that they're kind of leading the team right now offensively, and I think we know what we're going to get from them with energy and offensive production night in and night out. We also know that other teams are going to work to try to shut them down, but we've got to have other players step up and be more effective for us on offense and scoring the ball and being more confident and taking the shots that they know that they can take and make.
Well, as mentioned, a lot of games coming up here the next couple weeks. Unfortunately, after tonight, quite a few home games. Kind of excited. Are you excited to get a shot against number one ranked team in the state? I mean, I know a long trip to Riverside, but after the way the girls played Saturday and with a few extra days to prepare this week, is tonight's game kind of an exciting one opportunity?
Absolutely. You know, we were scheduled to play these guys 2 weeks ago, and and we had a great set of practices going into that game. And our attitude was fantastic. I think the same approach tonight, playing with confidence off of the win on Saturday and good practices leading into this game on the road. And we know it's going to be a great challenge. They're a fantastic team. They're tough. They're a together team. They compete extremely hard and they're a confident group. You know, they've been through the wars. They've been through the state tournament and they know what it takes. And we're going to learn a lot about ourselves tonight. And I know our girls will show up and compete.
We look forward to seeing you on the court, Coach. Thanks for your time, and best of luck in all the upcoming games.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Justin. Go Cats.
Kurt Heisler, head coach of the Holton girls. The Wildcat boys locker room chats are next with Coach Eric Tate.